Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday night Purium Lifestyle Call. My name is David Litt, and I'm so glad to be listening in along with you. I heard people from Colorado, my home state, lots of people from Virginia and Florida and California calling in, and Maryland and New York and Georgia and Washington and Missouri and Wisconsin and Oregon and Texas, a bunch of folks up in Canada. We've got people from all over, north, south, east, and west, and that's not a surprise because we've got this Purium Lifestyle Call that's led by our owner and founder, David Sandoval, and his passion for health and wellness goes beyond just the Purium products. And that's one of the things that's fun about these Wednesday night calls now is that he's going to talk a good bit about our products and ingredients and all that kind of good stuff, but also going to be touching on other things. It could be fitness. It could be recipes. It could be research. It could be, you know, whatever's on his mind, whatever's a current topic. You know, there's lots of things that are going on out there, lots of good information, lots of bad information, and he's going to kind of sort the facts from the fiction for you and do it in this radio talk show style, and I'm excited to introduce him. He's our owner, founder. He wrote the Green Foods Bible, and he hosts these Wednesday night calls every week, and we're thankful he does. David Sandoval, you on the line.
Hi, I'm David. Can you hear me?
I can. Well, congratulations on launching the Purium blog here today, and I know you got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval, one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and I'd like to welcome you to the second week of our new format. I see that our listenership is down about 30%, so maybe you didn't like the new format, but you're just going to have to get used to it and spread the word because this is really the way that I think you need to know what's happening at Purium, what's happening with me. So let's start, as we always are going to, with what's in the news and what's the exciting things going on. Now, if you live on the East Coast, if you're in New York, if you're in Florida, if you're in Virginia, you will have a very big surprise if you placed an order in the last 2 or 3 days, because your order is going to be there between 1 and 4 days. And yeah, that's right, people in Florida, not 14 days, not 10 to 14 days or 8 to 10 days. We're talking about 1 to 3 days typically, and maybe 4 days or something if there's a weekend built in. We can't help that. But the bottom line is that we have a new Virginia warehouse, California and Virginia now, bi-coastal shipping, which means that anywhere in the United States is now halfway closer. Once you're past the Mississippi, you are benefiting from this new facility. Now, not immediately. We're making sure that we get it right. We've shipped about 250 packages already, and people have started to receive them, and they're reporting it is in good order, and they're very pleased with it, the service, the packaging, everything. So I want to alert you that there is a new shipping facility out of Virginia. Spread the word. If you don't realize what this means, if you've been recruiting people on the East Coast and they have been waiting 8 days to start their transformation, they might have lost their enthusiasm. Now they'll get it within days, not a week, but days. And that's a big, big game changer. I expect that this is one of the biggest things that we've done in a long, long time. And I want you to spread the word, work the East Coast with this information. You might have better success. Wow, did you see? I saw, everybody saw, I put it on my blog, on my Facebook page, about the big news about cancer and meat, mostly preserved meat, red meat, and pork. And I saw a lot of responses. Some people said, big deal, we've known about this for a long time. Yeah, we've suspected it, we've said it, but this is solid scientific proof stated by, in the strongest terms possibly ever used by the World Health Organization. This cannot be poo-pooed. This cannot be discarded as insignificant. The strongest terms ever used by the World Health Organization essentially said meat is dangerous. Preserved meat with nitrates and sulfites and other things are cancer-causing and dangerous. Pork. Now, we talked in my book about the red meat law of fives, where five servings of red meat a week for 5 years increased your risk of colorectal cancer by 5 times. Okay? So that's pretty significant. They're saying with this that one single hot dog increases your risk 18%, a single hot dog. Well, most people I know eat more than one hot dog at a sitting, probably two. When I was a kid, I probably could eat five. And, I mean, that's pretty significant. And so what the good news is there's an explanation for red meat and why it's dangerous for us. See, our bodies cannot process heme or hemoglobin, and hemoglobin becomes toxic as it oxidizes and decomposes and makes contact with the wall of our colon. And it is that toxic contact that is the potential trigger for disease. The beautiful part about eating green food is it binds to that heme, and it carries it out through the urinary tract. When it leaves through the urinary tract, it can't make contact with the colon. So eating a healthy green salad or having a big green drink prior to or following the consumption of meat, preferably prior to and following, you are going to dramatically reduce the impact of red meat. That's not going to help you with preserved meat. You know what I mean? With that cured meat. So that's the real danger, is the cured meat and red meat. And there's a lot of dangers with meat, period, because of bacteria. You know what I mean? But the bottom line is that when meat is cooked well enough, that will go away. But with raw meat, of course, you have the potential for contamination and illness and also parasites. So remember that it's not just me. It's the strongest opinion of the World Health Organization that says these cured meats, these preserved meats, pork and red meat have the highest danger. When it comes to foodborne illnesses, chicken and fish also have problems. Fish with lead and plastic and other contaminants, and chicken with just poor handling techniques. And so by ethically raised chicken, handle it properly, maybe that's your best bet. But again, I spent over a decade of my life as a vegetarian, and that's not a bad option either, just to be sure, if you know what I mean. How about this? More in the news stuff. Let's see. What did I have here? And am I going too long? Okay, there we go. Did you know that... let's go on to, you know, okay, so we talk about cancer, we talk about the risk of things, and I hear people saying, you know what, it really doesn't matter, there's danger all around us, people have been eating meat for a long time, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's true, that's very true. Let's talk about this. Are we living longer than we did 110 years ago, 115 years ago? In the 1800s, are we living longer? And the answer is, and this is going to shock you, no. See, statistically we are, but realistically we're not. And I'm going to lay just a couple of things on you. We can't go into the whole dissertation. But the number one cause of death 115 years ago was infant mortality. That means the baby died during the birthing process. That baby was said to have been born and died in the same day or lived to be 1 day old. 20%, more than 19%, almost 20% of all babies died in the birthing process. Now, you don't have to be a mathematical genius to figure this part out. If the average age today is, let's say, 75 to 78 years old, right? And we had one in five people dying like we did then that age would be reduced by 15 to 16 years, meaning the average age would then drop to 60 to 62. And of course, the average age 115 years ago was 60 to 62. So almost the entire supposed increase in our life expectancy disappears when you make an adjustment for infant mortality, which is now below 1%. I could go on to talk about workplace accidents, war, and the plague, which no longer are significant reasons for death either. But those four were the leading causes of death 115 years ago, and combined, they're less than 1% now. However, when you look at modern times, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, emphysema, these things are prevalent causes of disease. And we are kept alive by dialysis machines, defibrillators. We have artificial hearts. We have people with stents. We have people with all types of drugs to keep them alive. We have people with oxygen machines. We have people hooked up to IVs. We have people literally whose lungs are being fed by what's called an artificial lung. We have tens of thousands of people in hospitals in Los Angeles who really are technically should have been dead a long time ago, but they're being kept alive by artificial means. That did not happen 115 years ago. So much of our new life expectancy is an illusion, an absolute illusion. Yes, we have less germs in our environment, supposedly, so we have less contamination, and that's a good thing. Better sewage systems, that's a good thing. Better sanitation, that's a good thing. But when we talk about are we living longer, that's a lie. And the reason that we're not living longer, and it's been proven that our children are no longer going to live longer than their parents, we know that what I'm saying is true. So let's be real about that. Now, what is anti-aging? In anti-aging, we talk about antioxidants all the time. So let's switch over to our product focus, okay? Our product focus today is not going to be specifically on a product, but on antioxidants. Antioxidants are those anti-aging things. And if we're not living longer than we did, then maybe we need some anti-aging food. And antioxidants are considered anti-aging, but are all antioxidants the same? And the answer is no, because all oxidants are not the same. So let's talk free radicals, okay? Let's talk free radicals. Everybody talks about free radicals, but let's break it down. So an oxygen singlet, okay, an oxygen singlet or an oxygen radical, a free radical, an superoxide, these are all free radicals, and a superoxide is the worst of all. An oxygen singlet is sort of the weakest of all, if you would. So when we look at common antioxidants, when we look at common free radicals, they're produced constantly in everything we do. Every chemical reaction we have in our body at some point uses energy, and the result of using energy is combustion. The result of combustion is that things get damaged. They explode, and when they explode, free radicals are created, and our body has a myriad of ways to take care of free radicals. Now, the most common free radical is the oxygen singlet. Now, the best way to describe this is an oxygen singlet is single, and it's looking for a partner, but it's not fit for a partner. It's not able to pair up with a partner. And so these neutrons and electrons, boys and girls, if you would, are typically paired up. When one of them is damaged and cannot pair up, it doesn't stop it from trying. So imagine that you've got 10 couples dancing in the ballroom, and all of a sudden a very handsome or a very beautiful person walks in, and all of a sudden people start looking over at them, that's a free radical. Okay? All of a sudden you have these pairs that are about to be broken up because of this single. And so this single person comes in and asks one of the pairs, do you mind if I break in and dance? And they break up that couple. Then after that dance, they leave, and now there's three free radicals, the broken up couple and the free radical. And a free radical cascade happens when free radicals go unabated, and they create cascades of free radicals by this damage they do. Now, if you have oxygen radical absorbers, these are like dance partners for free radicals. And when you have oxygen radical absorbers, these dance partners go up and they go up to the free radical. They say, I'd love to dance with you. Then they grab them around the waist and they dance them right out of the body. And so that is the most common type of free radical. They're created constantly in the body. When we don't check them, they lead to rapid aging or stress on our cells. Could also lead to cancer, but mostly just wrinkles and stuff like that. Weakened tissue, damaged cells. The other type of free radical is the super free radical, and that's called a superoxide. Now, a superoxide is a super oxygen singlet, and it can never be stopped. There's nothing that gathers up the superoxide and takes it out of the dance floor before it could do any harm. A superoxide always damages the body, and they are the result of eating carcinogens or exercise. That's right, exercise. And so when your body creates these superoxides, there's only one answer to those, and that's called a superoxide dismutase. Superoxide dismutase is an enzyme, an antioxidant enzyme, the master antioxidant enzyme, the ultimate antioxidant enzyme, the most powerful of all antioxidant enzymes. And a superoxide literally tracks down, superoxide dismutase tracks down superoxides and then actually repairs the damage done instantly. So when you have enough superoxide dismutase in your body, you are repairing damage. Now, where could you find these different types of superoxide dismutase and ORAC? Well, our tart cherry has an amazing oxygen radical absorbance capacity. That's called ORAC. Now, our tart cherry has a minimum of 5,000 up to 7,000 oxygen radical absorbance capacitors. And as you know, maybe you don't, and you're about to learn, the Human Aging Research Institute, an independent body, stated that when you have 12 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, you will get around 5,000 oxygen radical absorbance capacitors and thus reduce aging and your risk for disease by 80%. Now, I'm not saying that taking tart cherry reduces risk of disease by 80%. I am saying that tart cherry has over 5,000 ORAC, and they're the ones who said it. I'm just repeating it. So our tart cherry is a monstrous oxygen radical absorbance capacity. But what about superoxide dismutase? Well, that is found, of course, in our activated barley, because when you germinate a grain, it creates superoxide dismutase. But it is also in our Revivitol to rejuvenate the brain, reverse aging and damage, you know what I mean? That's what it's there for. But it's also in our skincare, our new skincare. It is in all three of the creams, and it is in, three of the creams, and it is in the pills as well. Not the Relax, but it is in the Regen. So the bottom line is that we are all over antioxidants in the best way. The ones that come from food, and the enzyme that also comes from food. If you've ever seen that commercial with Cindy Crawford saying, there's this melon from France and it's clinically proven to, well, we've been using that enzyme from that melon from France long before Cindy Crawford, as far as I know. So a long, long time. And it's clinically proven and made in a pharmaceutical standard to guarantee its potency. So antioxidants, you know, that is really, really something that people don't understand. So the, you know, the mild antioxidants, the sort of very common everyday free radical, those can be really damaging on aging and et cetera. And those are scooped up by the oxygen radical absorbers in our tart cherry and all of our foods. But the tart cherry is the far, by far the most potent. And then with the synthetics, you have to look at those. What about synthetic antioxidants? How do those compare? Well, synthetic antioxidants, and if you give me 1 minute, I'm going to give you the answer to that. But first, I'm going to take a little sip of water and wet my whistle. Okay. Okay, great. So thank you for that. So now, what about synthetic antioxidants? Well, what about those multivitamins? Did you know? Remember I told you about the number of free radicals you have? And did you know that when you put synthetic antioxidants into the body, if they do not immediately find a free radical to match up with, that they become free radicals themselves? That's right. Scientifically proven. Guaranteed. So when you take synthetic antioxidants, ascorbic acid, and all these multivitamins, you could actually create more free radicals than you had to begin with. That's why I believe in low potency nutrients, 60 to 125 milligrams of true vitamin C versus 5,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid. So next week, remind me, and I will remind myself, we're going to tell you the difference between vitamin C and ascorbic acid, and it's going to blow your mind. I'm going to tell you about our all-natural supremacy. But hey, who's getting ready for Christmas? Isn't that crazy? Think about it. Getting ready for Christmas, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. It's not even Halloween yet. Well, you know who's getting ready for Christmas? I am. And I'm starting to think, is there anything at Purium that might make a nice Christmas gift? Because usually, you know, network marketing companies, nutrition companies, that's not exactly what you think about Christmas. And yeah, we have gift cards, but seriously, Scrooge, are you really going to give somebody a $50 gift card to Purium instead of a gift? They might see it that way. You and I know that's awesome. But someone else might just see it as, you know, sort of reckless marketing. So here's what I think is amazing. This is what I think is cool. Now, it's not cheap. This is only for the people who you really love. But I'm thinking about putting our skincare. I was looking at it. It's got this gorgeous bag. It looks super expensive and awesome. It's got the 5 products inside. And we're in a position where we have the new version coming out in about 45 days with all the revisions, new, improved, you know, better than ever. But this one is pretty darn good. Now, I'm thinking, and I have to get approval from David, Lynn, and Amy, I'm thinking that I would like to put, you know, a nice discount on the skincare and sort of package it as a gift that you could give for Christmas. Now, check this out. So you give the skincare pack and a $50 gift card. So if they love it and they go to order more, then they use the gift card and they're hooked. If that's a horrible idea, I need to hear from you guys. If you like the idea, let me know. Maybe Facebook
me. I like it.
Me.
I approve.
Oh, David, let's listen to me. David, I think that's an awesome idea because I had him send up 3 of the bags and, you know, up to the Oasis. And when I opened the box, I felt like it was Christmas. I mean, that bag looks really, really cool. So, So I'm glad Dave approves. Let's talk to Amy. Let's get some feedback from you guys. And I wanted to give you an update on the kids' products because I got some really good news today. What happened, I don't know if you know, but we made a super awesome kids chewable that we loved. And when I looked at the ingredients, you know, there was actually 5 grams of sugar. And 5 grams of sugar, I mean, it's not that much. I mean, it really isn't. But I thought, you know what, let's go back to the drawing board and give me 3 grams of sugar. And I insisted upon that, and all of a sudden I realized it set the program back a month. So if you're wondering what happened to the kids' products, it's 100% my fault. But here's the good news. They did it. They did it with 3 grams of sugar, like I requested. Just today, they successfully made an awesome, delicious, chewable tablet. We're going to taste it tomorrow, David. They're sending it over, and you just have to try harder sometimes. And I really apologize that it's a little bit late. But, you know, we plan on, you know, it takes a few weeks. We have to get it in-house. We have to label it. We have to get all the organic, you know, labels approved by the and all the non-GMO stuff done. It'll be very quick. We got it on the fast track. But the good news is I see a couple of really good things coming up. One, promoting that you know, the skincare for Christmas. And two, getting kids ready for winter with all of our products, because winter's coming hard more on the East Coast than here. But nonetheless, I think that is, you know, so that's something I'd really love to do. Got the update on this kid's products. It's really, really good news. And with just the 2 minutes left, I want to get a little bit serious about what it means to be an entrepreneur. Okay? I've got a friend up here, Ben, and he's making a documentary on entrepreneurism, network marketing, and he's a very cool dude. And we were talking today. And he goes, Dave, what would you tell people about network marketing? I said, well, here's what I'd really tell them. Is that okay, Ben? Okay. I said, I would tell them that how many ways are there to make residual income? I want everybody to stop and think about it. You could buy real estate and rent it out, right, and fix the toilets in the middle of the night, which is no fun, but still it's a pretty good way. You could put $2 million in the bank and make $100,000 a year in residual income, right? That's what some people do. You could buy a franchise, you know, invest $500,000 and work 3 to 4 years really hard and then sit back and watch the money flow in. You could invest in stocks and bonds in a really good way, very conservative thing, you know, make 3-4% on your money. And then you need about $2.5 million to, you know, to get back, you know, $100,000 a year. But the bottom line is that there's almost no way to get residual income unless you win the lottery. And if you do get residual income, there's no way you get residual income without investing a significant amount of money and a significant amount of time. And what I think is super, super important for all of you to realize is, and me and Ben have agreed, we're going to write an ebook called The $1 Entrepreneurs. The $1 Entrepreneurs. Think about it. For less than $1,000, for less than $1,000 investment, most people with a $200 to $500 investment, we've got thousands of people, hundreds of people, dozens of people earning thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands of dollars, respectively, within a year. If that isn't a $1 entrepreneur, I want to know what is. This is the most exciting business opportunity the world has ever seen. We are not just making money, we're making a difference. Other people go to work and they fight through traffic and they work at a job they hate with people they don't really like, and they're not making a difference, they're just making money. So I'm really excited to say that we are leading the charge of $1 entrepreneurs, of real, real American dreamers who know what it means to invest a little bit of money and a lot of effort. There was a time when sweat equity meant something. When sweat equity meant something, you invest a small amount of money and a lot of time. And that dream has been taken from Americans. We now have to have 2 or 3 jobs just to get by. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has been ripped from us. The middle class is being destroyed. And guess what we are? We are the best friend of the middle class right now. Don't forget it. We are an amazing company with amazing potential to create amazing results with amazing people. And there's nothing better than that. So you guys inspire me every day. Ben inspired me to talk about this tonight. And let's do as we always do. Let's unlock the phone lines, express our love for each other, and say goodnight.
All callers are
out. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Dave.
Good night.
Good
night.
Hello.
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 Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, love you guys, man.
Let's
rock this thing.
Bye. Love you.
Good night, love you.
Love you.
Good night.
See ya.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Awesome Christmas gift.
Bye bye.
Bye. Thank you.